The G8 summit has ended with agreement on aid to Africa, help for the Palestinians, and a vow to seek consensus on global warming. This meeting of the world's leading industrialized nations and Russia may be best remembered for its unity in the face of terrorism. The final image of this summit sent a strong message. The sight of the G8 leaders standing as one to condemn terrorism, along with a group of presidents and prime ministers from Africa. British Prime Minister Tony Blair, who left the summit for several hours Thursday to go to the scene of the London bombings, walked to the podium.
We speak today in the shadow of terrorism, but it will not obscure what we came here to achieve.
Mr. Blair said the G8 will address the hopelessness and poverty that can create a breeding ground for terrorism. He made specific mention of a significant increase in aid to the Palestinians.
Yesterday evening, the G8 agreed a substantial package of help for the Palestinian Authority, amounting to up to $3 billion in the years to come, so that two states, Israel and Palestine, two peoples and two religions, can live side by side in peace.
The Palestinian assistance was a surprise. The summit was expected to focus mainly on aid to Africa. In addition to an already completed agreement on debt cancellation, the G8 promised a $50 billion aid package, steps to boost trade, and efforts to dramatically increase access to AIDS treatment.
It isn't the end of poverty in Africa, but it is the hope that it can be ended. It isn't all everyone wanted, but it is progress, real and achievable progress.
The leaders of Algeria, Ethiopia, Ghana, Nigeria, Senegal, South Africa, and Tanzania joined the G8 members for their deliberations on Africa. Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo said the meeting was a success, adding he could not understand what the terrorists hoped to achieve by staging attacks in London as the G8 was beginning its work.
Africa needs the undiverted attention and commitment of the G8. We are pleased that our interlocutors have affirmed their resolve not to be diverted by these terrorist acts.
The G8 continued to meet throughout the crisis, with British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw assuming the chair while Prime Minister Blair returned to London. More than a dozen statements and agreements were put out by the G8 leaders, including a carefully worded document on climate change. President Bush is the only G8 member who has not signed on to the Kyoto Protocol, which is designed to reduce emissions of gases that pollute the air and warm the atmosphere. The summit acknowledged this split on Kyoto and said it is time for all countries to do what they can to address the problem. Prime Minister Blair said they all realize they have a responsibility to be good stewards of the environment.
We do not hide the disagreements of the past, but we have agreed a process with a plan of action that will initiate a new dialogue between the G8 countries and the emerging economies of the world to slow down and then in time to reverse the rise in harmful greenhouse gas emissions.
He said that dialogue would begin on the 1st of November with a meeting in Britain. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, Gleneagles.